not accuse George and Cindy Anthony of what some will say is false emotion. However, I will agree with and commend Judge Stan Strickland for his release of the Keeley Anthony autopsy report. Florida is a different state. We've discussed it many times on this program. As much as we see, we wonder about what we don't see. And in this case, when it comes to a Florida case, in the Anthony case, that 35 or 36 page report, depends which news story you listen to, it may be just boring and dry like the judge said. It may emphasize the tragedy of the loss of the child. But I think from keeping it from being released for even temporary terms like the Anthony's wanted and their attorney Brad Conway, he's another commentary for another day, makes it almost ridiculous the motion that they filed. Either the story or the autopsy was going to be released fully at this time, or we had to wait until the trial for it to happen. I don't think it really matters one way or the other. Florida cases are just that. They will release thousands and thousands and thousands of pages. Is it the people that really want to know? I suppose in some case, is it the media that wants to be able to get the people to know? I think that's more appropriate and more accurate in this case. But I won't say that the Anthonys aren't emotional and aren't doing what they can to try and keep their names out of the media. Now, what George and Cindy Anthony need to do is keep themselves out of the media, at least for now. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.